candidates, including incumbent President Hamid Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah, entered the last day of campaigning for the Afghan presidency today. Thursday's election is taking place amid growing violence and threats from militia chiefs. John Kelly has this report.
Recent polls have shown Karzai firmly in the lead with about 45% of the vote, but not enough to win an outright majority and avoid a runoff against Abdullah. Former Uzbek militia leader General Abdul Rashid Dostum returned to the country overnight from exile in Turkey. His return is expected to deliver enough support among his followers to swing the election for Karzai in a single round. Karzai also boosted his chances last week by securing the endorsement of the energy minister Ismail Khan, a political czar with a strong influence in the west of the country. But the prospect of violence could hurt Karzai's first-round chances. Taliban militants have vowed to disrupt the poll, which could hurt turnout, especially in the south of the country, which overwhelmingly supported Karzai in the past. Despite these endorsements, Karzai has faced a surprisingly strong challenge from former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah. Polls show Abdullah with about 25% of the vote, enough to make him the near-certain challenger in a runoff in October should Karzai fail to win the first round. I'm John Kelly.